Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of April 2019. Supreme Court has refused to entertain Congress leader Amit Panwar's plea for a stay on release of the biopic on PM Narendra Modi ahead of the 2019 general elections. Supreme Court has held that a woman driven out of her matrimonial home because of cruelty can initiate criminal proceedings under Section 498A of IPC at the place of her shelter or place of her parents' house where she resides. Supreme Court has dismissed a petition filed by NTPC Limited to review an order of the Appellate Tribunal for Electricity, ATE, in a case pertaining to declaration of commercial operations date, COD. At its Barh Super Thermal Power Station in Bihar. Supreme Court has refused to pass an order on a plea seeking a stay on release of a biopic on Prime Minister Narendra Modi as the Central Board of Film Certification is yet to certify the film. Supreme Court has refused an urgent listing of a plea challenging a Madras High Court order that banned the downloading of mobile application TikTok. Supreme Court has stayed a National Green Tribunal order imposing a penalty of 5 lakh rupees each on educational institutions in the capital for failing to install rainwater harvesting systems. Supreme Court has asked as to why should government officials manage religious places and temples in the country while taking note of the fact that several devotees visiting Jagannath Temple in Puri were being harassed. Supreme Court. While upholding termination of a teacher accused of harassing girl students in a private school, has observed that departmental proceeding cannot be said to be amounting to contempt of court even if the criminal proceedings were pending. A Delhi court has sent two sacked Supreme Court staffers to 7 days in police custody for allegedly posting wrong information on Supreme Court's website related to a case involving Reliance Communications Chairman Anil Ambani. Delhi High Court has extended till the 30th of April its interim order staying the single judge's order that allowed private and aided schools to go ahead with an interim fee hike. A UK High Court has turned down Vijay Mallya's application for leave to appeal against his extradition. Bombay High Court has ruled that large investments in Aditya Birla Telecom through Mauritius entity is not an instance of a colorable device to evade tax and held that telecom unit did not violate rules while receiving an investment of Rs. 2098.25 crore. Manipur High Court has released Manipur journalist Kishore Chandra Wangkham, who was detained under the National Security Act on the 27th of November. 2018 for making Facebook posts against Prime Minister and Manipur CM. Allahabad High Court has dismissed a challenge against appointment of Justice Pinaki Chandra Ghose as the chairman of Lokpal. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has directed Debtor Denial and FS to submit information over investment made by pension and provident funds in its four group firms. And also sought details of financial liabilities of those entities. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has said that Swedish equipment maker Ericsson would have to refund 576 crore rupee including interest to Reliance Communications if the insolvency proceedings against the mobile phone operator are revived. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT. Mumbai bench has quashed an order assessing 759 crore rupees as income in hands of Tata Sons as due provisions were not followed as regards jurisdiction over the assessment and transfer of the case.